Trish, a season of development, if anything, and growth for Welsh netball?
Yes, in so many areas of the game. You know, you look at Celtic Dragons, secured a four-year contract to compete in Super League, hosting a historic two-test series versus New Zealand. We've, in the development area, we know we've put more coaching and umpiring courses on to upskill and grow our passionate workforce. So the development team has done an amazing job, as well as performance.
Dragons obviously finishing that season with that win.
Yeah, that was a huge boost. You know, we've gone through the season and the players, coaches and management have shown such resilience throughout the season to keep striving to be better every game. You know, I'm proud of the way every player's improved. The close margins we've had against the teams, you know, although clearly frustrating for all of us, show how close we are and how competitive we've been. And I think the girls have shown their fight and team spirit throughout the season.
I mean, it might not read that way on paper, but there has been quarters where it's almost been point for point.
Yes, yeah, we've been the most competitive, I think, you know, in the time that we've looked back. And we've shown that we deserve to be in this league. You know, would we have liked more wins? Of course. The players, you know, have kept striving, kept improving, kept putting their learnings into each game. And I think we've grown as a team and individuals. We had 7 debutants this season in the 12, 3 of those under 21 players. So, you know, in terms of the future, you know, that certainly bodes well. And I don't think any team took us lightly.
Have you enjoyed it as a coach? I mean, any particular player, Sean, yeah. Key moment?
Oh, well, there's always memorable moments, you know, throughout any season. I think the game against the Sirens, you know, that certainly was a highlight. The Green Army were amazing. You know, we were at home. I think that was the game the team played to their potential that we knew they had. In terms of players, you know, it's always hard to single out one player. However, Khalifa McCollin was a player that I thought embraced the opportunity to play with the Dragons. She was a joy to coach and had a real thirst for learning, which, you know, when you have a player like that as a coach, it is a really rewarding experience because it can be challenging for import players to integrate into a new country and culture. And I think Khalifa embraced and relished that challenge and very quickly became an integral member of the team and the Dragons community.
Looking at the bigger scale for Welsh netball over the past year, you had the two-day test against the Silver Ferns. How much of a coup was that?
You know, that was fantastic in so many ways. You know, it was recognition of the hard work that had been put in behind the scenes, the change of venue. That was a sudden change of venue. I thought the organisation managed that and handled that so well. And it was a great occasion, not just on the court, but off the court, you know, to bring out the performance we did in the second test, you know, halving that scoreline and achieving the best score ever by a Welsh team against New Zealand was really rewarding. And I think, you know, it had a great boost for netball in Wales as a whole.
You must have enjoyed that as well a little bit.
Yes, I certainly did. You know, it was great to catch up with people that I knew from New Zealand and just for us all to have the opportunity to play against, you know, some of the best, if not the best players in the world. You relish those opportunities because they don't come often.
Welsh netball this year had lost Wendy White.
Yes, and that was hugely, hugely sad. Wendy, you know, was a pivotal and influential person, and it affected everybody at Welsh netball heavily. It was a great honour for us to be able to name the trophy for the internationals, you know, the Wendy White trophy, which we played for against the Silver Ferns. And this trophy now will be a trophy at all internationals played in Wales. You know, that's what we'll compete for. And that secures her name then in the fabric and history of the sport. You know, she certainly was an amazing, passionate person that had vast knowledge and understanding of netball in Wales. And, you know, she was called upon by past and current staff, you know, for advice on various matters and was always there at hand, you know, to give that advice. An amazing lady.
The season's barely just finished, but how much have you enjoyed it from having that support around you?
The support support team, yes, they're amazing. You know, I'm very fortunate to work with a highly qualified and passionate support team. And they all go the extra mile. You know, they care deeply about the franchise and everyone in it. And we really couldn't do what we do without the group that we have. And it's so important to get the right people in the environment with the right skill set. And I believe we certainly have that here.
I was pleased to read as well a team from Wales is going to be involved in a new Super Cup competition in New Zealand.
Yes, yes. And that certainly, you know, is amazing. It's an inaugural competition. And for us to be there, you know, for the first time is exciting. It's an opportunity that came to us, you know, fairly recently, but certainly an opportunity that we couldn't turn down. And it's about showing, you know, that Wales is serious about improving, you know, both in their operations, for the players to, you know, play out in the Southern Hemisphere against different playing styles, you know, just to have that experience. It can't be replicated anywhere else. It is a mix of players that have experienced Super League, players that have experienced the New Zealand Test matches. And so this group are really relishing the opportunity to go out there and play against the best.
Things are in good shape at the minute with Welsh netball. Obviously, the team continued to inspire the next generation.
Yes, and, you know, we want to grow the game and inspire success. You know, that's our vision, and that's what we're implementing. And I think we've taken great strides over the last few years. You know, it's just the start. We're certainly building a solid foundation for the future, but that takes time and patience. And we are excited about the future of Welsh netball as it develops and grows.
How important are things like the under-21s? They're off to Botswana soon, so it's vital that they're a part of that as well.
It's hugely vital. You know, it's so important for our young up-and-coming players to have this experience. It's an important part of their development as elite athletes. You know, again, you know, experiencing playing different styles, getting a taste for playing under pressure that only representing your country, you know, at an international tournament can present them. There's so many amazing learnings for them to have, for the coaches, players and management. And they've all been working incredibly hard, and we're certainly all behind them for this campaign.
How important has the Dragons fans and fans of the game overall been last season?
Well, I am a little bit biased about the Green Army fans because I think they're the best fans in the Super League.
You're allowed to be.
You know, you know, they are so vocal, passionate and loyal. You know, we had the drums out, you know, this season, and they certainly, you know, influence and lift the team at home games. And they really are the best fan base, you know, even on social media, our Twitter and Instagram followers, I think, have gone up by about 1,000 this season. So, you know, our fan base is growing, you know, from lots of different platforms. And our home and away fans, you know, we've certainly had more fans travel away this season, which has been fantastic for us. So they truly are an amazing group, and we appreciate them immensely and thank them for all their support, which has been unwavering this season.
And can you take a bit of a break, or there's planning started already?
Yeah, plans have started already. You know, the plans start immediately. I'm certainly going to be taking a couple of weeks off after Super Club. I haven't been able to see lots of my family, so I'm looking forward to spending some time with them and catching a breath. But then we're straight into it. You know, we have preparations, obviously, for next season's Super League, and we have Netball Europe in October, and it all goes then into preparations for Commonwealth Games. So it's, you know, I want to say it's a fast and furious season again, but every season seems to be fast and furious.